January 30th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in your country, the Democratic Party is spiraling into self-destruction. This is due to selfish ambition. In the world, mankind is quickly racing towards the same destination, self-destruction. Little heed is given towards the effects of many destruction attitudes, as evident in the nuclear arms race. Safety, unfortunately, has become synonymous with who has the most destructive weapons. False religions that support violence are growing in size, while my remnant faithful is dwindling. Once again, I call all my children into unity in obedience to my commandments. Be united in good, not in evil. As you see the Democratic Party shrinking in popularity, take a lesson in the fact that dishonesty eventually takes its toll. Stand together as an army of truth. Do not be persuaded differently. My blessing rests upon the righteous, just as it did in Noah's day. A note is given to read Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Another note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 13. Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.